Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This next little episode is all about the importance of associating with a devotee. Jaya Krishna Das was a devotee, and therefore his association is always beneficial. So this is an excerpt of Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatan Goswami. And I found it to be very, very nice. Lord Chaitanya says, Shraddha, I believe that's your daughter's name, Batuk. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. I believe that Jai Krishna Das fully understood that based on the decisions that he made in his life, especially the latter part. He understood this statement. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. Earlier today, one of my students in Santiago, young girl, college girl, she asked me, what is the definition of dharma? So I explained to her very quickly that usually people translate this word dharma as religion or faith. And I then said, according to Prabhupada, that is not correct. Because actually, dharma means the intrinsic thing, the intrinsic nature of a thing. For instance, salt, it has to have that taste. It has its dharma. And sugar has its dharma. And so everything has its intrinsic nature, or the fire has to have heat and light. You can't take away the heat and light and have fire. So the dharma of fire is heat and light. So what is the dharma of the soul? The dharma of the soul is service. And then I explained to her, that's why, especially when I go to Santiago, I sing one song. You gotta serve somebody. Because it's directly out of Prabhupada's teachings and the Vedas. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve Maya, your senses, your body, your mind. But service you're going to do. Whether you're Obama or whether you're Putanasura or whoever you are, everybody is serving somebody. Everybody. So the question becomes, who should you serve? That's the real question. Service there must be, because that is our dharma, to serve. So you're given a choice by God. You want to serve me? Okay, serve me. You don't want to serve me? Go ahead. Serve your desires. Serve your senses. Have fun. Go ahead. See how far you get. That's this material world. But servant, everybody is a servant. Nobody is master. There's only one master, God. He is the master. Everyone else? So we're all in this together. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. We're all servants. Now Lord Chaitanya says, by pouring water on the root of a tree, one automatically satisfies the trunk, branches, and twigs. And similarly, by supplying food to the stomach, where it nourishes the life air, one satisfies all the senses. In the same way, by worshiping Krishna and rendering him service, one automatically satisfies all the demigods. This is a statement by Narada Muni when he is instructing King Prachini Barhishat. That's where this verse Lord Chaitanya is quoting from. It's very important fundamental principle. The classic example you all know, Mahabharata. Right? Draupadi had that plate given by, was it the sun god? But on that particular day, when Durvasa Muni came, what happened? She had already eaten, and the rule was the plate would give as much food until Draupadi ate. On that day, due to the cunning who? Duryodhan, my favorite. Duryodhan. Duryodhan sent Durvasa knowing well that they had already eaten. Now they would be in trouble because Durvasa Muni, he is an incarnation of who? That's right. Very good. He is a partial incarnation of Lord Shiva. And what is Durvasa's nature? He gets quickly? Yes. He's a very, very funny rishi. He would show up at somebody's house at midnight, feed me. And then he wouldn't eat. The householder would make all these arrangements. I'm not really hungry. That was Durvasa. That's how it's explained in Mahabharata. So, Draupadi was in trouble. The Pandavas were in trouble because Durvasa came with his thousands of disciples. We're going to take bath. So when we come back, you must feed us. Yudhisthira, you are householder. You are king. Come on, feed us. What to do? Draupadi had already eaten, but who saved the day? Krishna. And Krishna found one little thing left, and he ate it. They were taking bath. All of a sudden, oh, oh. They started belching. They all said, we're full. Now it's interesting. They left because they were afraid Yudhisthira was going to curse them. They knew how powerful Yudhisthira was. So they figured, we better slip out now. Not go back, because if we go back and say we're not really hungry. So they just left quickly. They quickly left because they were afraid that Yudhisthira might, if he's that powerful. So that is the essence of this statement by Narada. You satisfy Krishna, everybody becomes satisfied. That is the essence of bhakti. Those who are doing bhakti yoga know, if I nicely satisfy Krishna, everybody gets benefited. Because that is what Narada is saying. Lord Chaitanya continues. A faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost, intermediate, or inferior devotee. So three levels of devotees. Previously, I was talking about Kapil. He says there's 81 different kinds of devotees. So how does he come up with 81? How many modes of nature? Times three? Times nine? There you go. There is your 81 kinds of devotees, depending on the mix of the modes of nature. And how many kinds of pure devotees? One. Of course, you can go to a higher level and say, yes, there are five different, that's all right. But pure devotee, one kind of pure devotee. So Lord Chaitanya is now mentioning faith is the distinguishing characteristic of the different kinds of devotees. Let's go. One who is expert in logic, argument, and the revealed scriptures, and who has firm faith in Krishna, is classified as a topmost devotee. Such a devotee can deliver the whole world. I met one such devotee. His name is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Expert in logic, argument, revealed scriptures, and he definitely had firm faith in Krishna. Otherwise, how I could believe in Krishna? I believe in Krishna because I saw how Prabhupada had firm faith in Krishna. Such a devotee can deliver the whole world. That's what ISKCON is. Prabhupada created ISKCON to deliver the whole world. The whole world. One who is expert in logic and in understanding the revealed scriptures and who always has firm conviction and deep faith that is not blind is to be considered a topmost devotee in devotional service. Blind faith means no knowledge or realization of the scriptures. But the topmost devotee, he knows the scriptures. So those of you who've been with me all these years, you know how I've emphasized study the books. You study the books for two purposes, for your own protection and to be able to preach to others. It works both ways. But charity begins at home. So first you are reading and studying for your own protection. One who is not very expert in argument and logic based on the revealed scriptures, but who has firm faith, is considered a second-class devotee. Such a devotee also must be considered most fortunate. So if you have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is blessing on you. If you have that firm faith, Krishna is God, I am His eternal servant. You have achieved something that many people don't have. That's why Lord Chaitanya is saying, most fortunate. One who does not know scriptural argument very well, but who has firm faith, is called an intermediate or second class devotee. But one whose faith is soft and pliable, is called a neophyte. But by gradually following the process, such a devotee will rise to the platform of a first-class devotee. So it's just a question of applying the process. That's all it comes down to. You may start at the very bottom. Doesn't matter. Not everybody comes at the same platform. People who come to this Krishna consciousness, some are coming from here, some are, but even if you're the lowest of the low, nothing to worry about. Gradually following the process, you will rise. Someone may say, can you tell me more? Yes, I can tell you more. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his books, if you strictly follow how many regulative principles?
Four.
Four regulative principles and chant what?
16
rounds of what? The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on beads. How often?
Every day.
Okay, so how many regulative principles?
Four.
How many rounds?
16.
On?
Every day.
Thank you. I like that you're sitting here. If you do that every day, Prabhupada writes, gradually, step by step, you are promoted to the Uttama Adhikari platform. That's it. That's all you need to know. And that's why Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, you will go back home, back to Godhead when? Oh, really? And still there's somebody I know who doesn't believe that. But I believe it. Krishna Kumar, do you believe it? Krishna Kumar, in your life, have you seen how you are gradually becoming? What you were 10 years ago, are you the same? Huh? I don't think so. Because I remember when this Chiman Kotecha brought you and Batuk to my office in New Dwarka. Yeah. What year was that?
2000.
Thank you, Chiman, for introducing me to these two nice devotees. And what you were then and what you are now, we are seeing. We are seeing. Yes. It's actually scary how real this process is, how it actually works. It's real. One whose faith is not very strong, who is just beginning, should be considered a neophyte devotee. A devotee is considered superlative or superior according to one's attachment and love. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the following symptoms have been given. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Maha